Mark Levin, media exploiting what took place on Capitol Hill, trying to silence conservatives, Republicans. By Jeff Poor on January 11, 2021. Sunday, conservative talker Mark Levin opened his Fox News program Life, Liberty and Levin by reacting to last week's violent incident on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. According to Levin, the media were using it to silence political opposition. Transcript as follows. Levin, warning, anything I say this evening will be used to attack me by the press, the Democratic Party and the never-Trumpers. But I don't care. I always try to speak the truth and I want to talk to you tonight. It's a very, very important period in our history. I don't know of any conservative on this network, any, who has done anything but condemn what took place on Capitol Hill the other day. It was outrageous. Breaching the walls and the security of the Capitol building, 14 Capitol police injured, a woman shot dead. That's not who we are, and those people who did that are not us. There were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who came out to march in support of the President of the United States. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and now they are all being accused of violence. They're all being attacked. They're all being painted with the broadest of brushes. Why can't we focus on the hoodlums? Why can't we focus on the people who actually did this? We need to find out who they are. We need to prosecute them. We need to know all about them. Why is that so controversial? I went back and I listened again to the president's speech. Not once, did he incite violence. Not once did the president of the United States say charge the Capitol building, breach the Capitol building. He said the opposite about peacefully protesting. That's what he said. All of that aside for the moment, it's time to take a bigger look at this as far as I'm concerned. What we've had to deal with as a country over the last 5 years, and it's been extraordinary and it has been awful in many respects. Donald Trump isn't even elected president yet, and spies are implanted in his campaign. The Obama administration, whether it's the FBI, the intelligence agencies are obviously scheming against him. The FISA court process is undermined with lies that are given to the court for warrants. The Hillary Clinton campaign spends money, washes it through a law firm for this dossier, which is used as a pretext to investigate the President of the United States. We hear Russia collusion for 2 or 3 years, another lie. The pretext of which was used to launch a criminal investigation that went on and on and distracted and undermined the presidency. And at the same time, we're listening to people on Capitol Hill who are speaking about impeachment, who are using the intelligence committees, the judiciary committees day in and day out. We have to listen to Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler and other people day in and day out on TV accusing our president of espionage, of all kinds of horrific acts, treason, of selling out to dictators. This has an impact on a society. It has an impact on the people. And the media played not just a role. It played a leading role, constantly pouring fuel on the fire. And by the way, none of this excuses what happened to the Capitol. But we need to look at the whole horizon of things that have taken place in this country. We have a newspaper, the New York Times, that pushes the 1619 Project. What is the purpose of the 1619 Project? It is being pushed into our schools. Now, other purpose is to undermine our founding. That's the purpose of the 1619 Project. We have basketball players and football players taking knees all over the place. Why? Because we're such a systemically racist society. And we watch this and we watch this every day. What else has been taking place? Oh, Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist anarchist organization. A violent organization has roads named after it. It is celebrated by corporate America. It is celebrated by the American media. We have Facebook and Twitter conducting itself in the most fascistic ways imaginable. We have 100 days of attacks on a federal courthouse, the Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse in Portland. And the Speaker of the House analogizes the federal law enforcement that is trying to protect it to stormtroopers during the Third Reich, and she is not the only one. We have violence, the most horrible violence we've seen since the 60s, happening during the summer. Monuments being pulled down and so forth. People being beaten. Cops being beaten. That's after the George Floyd killing, and the media downplay every bit of it. Every bit of it. Now, let's talk about an attack on our system of government. My wife and I attended the last night of the Republican convention on the South Lawn of the White House. That beautiful fair, all kinds of important people were there, all kinds of elected officials were there. Senators, congressmen, governors, you name it, they were there. That's where the Republicans come, the most powerful and the most influential in the country. That's where they came, the South Lawn of the White House. And about an hour before it was over, we could hear a crowd forming outside the gates of the White House. And it got louder and louder, and they were banging drums and they were playing music. And they were chanting, and they were saying all kinds of cuss words and so forth and so on. And my wife and I looked at each other and said, how the hell are we going to get out of here when this is done? This is at the end of the Republican convention. A big formation of police came. They had to show us the way out. We had to walk halfway around the town in order to try and find an Uber. But some weren't as lucky. They beat the hell out of some of the delegates who have left, who tried to get back to their hotels. They chased down Rand Paul and his wife, assaulted them and assaulted the police officer who was trying to protect them. They went after Dan Bongino and his wife, and I can't even name all the people who were attacked. And that barely got the attention of the media. They didn't talk about an assault on our governing system. People left the White House grounds and they were attacked. Remember what took place in Lafayette Park? Remember the assaults that took place? Scores of Secret Service agents were injured. The President of the United States had to be hurried off to the bunker, the nuclear bunker, because they were afraid that the fence would be breached. And the next day, the Attorney General and others cleared out Lafayette Park. They were attacked for clearing out Lafayette Park. That wasn't called an attack on our government at the time. Here's my point. We should oppose all violence, whether it's Capitol Hill, which is an outrage, whether it's the White House, it's an outrage, whether it's a federal courthouse in Portland, which is an outrage, whether it is people leaving the last night of the Republican convention, that is an outrage, all forms of violence, all of it should be condemned. And I condemn it all. And I have always condemned it all, but everybody hasn't. We have media organizations who talk about mostly peaceful protesters while buildings burning behind them, while people are throwing Molotov cocktails, while cop cars are burning, while cops are being hit over the head with skateboards and hit with baseball bats. And you see these areas taken over in these various cities and so forth. Joe Biden gave a speech the other day after the Capitol was breached, a speech about unity. And he said the president needs to step up. All through the summer, people were begging Joe Biden to speak out against Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and he wouldn't do it. And then finally, when he did it in a one or two sentence passing comment. People said, see, he spoke out against it. We need people to speak out against violence. This is a big problem in our country. There's no question about it. We have lockdowns going on in our country. Governors who are abusing their power. Ask the Jews in Brooklyn what they think of the mayor of New York who has targeted them. Ask the senior citizens in New York what they think of the governor of New York who has targeted them. Ask the people of this country what they think when these governors are putting the most constraining lockdowns in place while they're going on vacation, while their wives are going on vacation, while they're eating at five-star restaurants. They're all caught doing all kinds of things, breaking their own lockdowns. Imagine what that makes people feel like. Then imagine having an election, put the fraud aside. Let's talk about the Constitution, where Democratic officials in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and even Republican officials in Georgia violate Article 2 of the Constitution, where the executives and the courts change the election laws in violation of the federal Constitution, and people see this and they're upset about it. Imagine turning on the Joe Scarborough Show on MSNBC, where a guest repeatedly refers to Trump supporters as neo-Nazis, as neo-Nazi. Imagine turning on CNN, where Don Lemon and he has a few guests on there, mocking the mental intelligence of Trump supporters. The media have played a huge, huge role in what's going on in this country, and they're exploiting now what took place on Capitol Hill. Trying to silence, conservatives, silence Republicans, and unfortunately, a lot of Republicans are buckling. We need to speak out against violence. We need to speak out against what happened on Capitol Hill or at the White House or at the Portland courthouse. We need to reject all this violence. But what about the media? Here's the headline the next day after the breach of Capitol Hill in the New York Times: Trump incites mob. Trump never incited the mob. This is projection. This is projection. He never did that. Or the Washington Post: Trump mob storms the Capitol. There were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people there. Trump mob storms the Capitol. That's an awfully broad brush. Or the Daily News, siege, president incites insurrection. The president didn't incite an insurrection. Or the USA Today, pro-Trump mobs storm U.S. Capitol. How about thugs storm U.S. Capitol? How about lawbreakers storm U.S. Capitol? This is the way it can be reported. Here's the New York Post, Capitol invasion. Okay, fair enough. Here's the Washington Times, assault on democracy. Okay, fair enough. We shouldn't downplay what happened on Capitol Hill the other day. We should be furious about what happened on Capitol Hill the other day. But either you're against violence or you're not. And so now the media and people like Adam Kinzinger and Chuck Schumer and their ilk, and they're like, what are they doing? They're exploiting this situation. Talking about impeaching the President of the United States or the 25th Amendment 9 days before he leaves office. Do they even know what's involved in the 25th Amendment? So they doubled down, they tripled down, they quadrupled down. They're not going to change. Out of one side of their mouth, they talk about unity. Out of the other side of their mouth, they spit on people, 74 million people and more. They're not going away. Their concerns still exist. And then I see the Democrat leader than the Senate, Schumer, still talking about attacking the Supreme Court. Isn't anybody concerned about that? Nobody wants the Supreme Court attacked, certainly not by the United States Senate. Attacking the voting system and the Electoral College. Packing the Senate with 4 more Democrats, eliminating the filibuster so they can get through whatever legislation they want. Nancy Pelosi the other day eliminated 100 years of tradition, making it virtually impossible for Republicans to even propose legislation or amend legislation, even though she only has a 10 or 11 person majority in the House. It's 50-50 in the Senate. They have a very slight majority in the House. And their goal is to choke, choke, and choke the system even further, and the media are trying to intimidate conservatives and constitutionalists by projecting onto them violence that occurred by reprobates and others who need to be tracked down and punished. So it seems that the lessons have not been learned. They certainly haven't been learned by the left. They certainly haven't been learned by the media. And they certainly haven't been learned by the never-Trumpers. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.